Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin struggles near $95,600 as the Fear and Greed Index crashed to 10, the lowest in nearly 3 years. Heavy institutional outflows, reduced Federal Reserve rate cut expectations, and thin liquidity are weighing on prices. Nearly 99% of investors who bought Bitcoin over the past 155 days are now holding at a loss. Harvard University tripled its Bitcoin position in the third quarter, now holding 6.8 million shares of BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF worth $443 million. This represents over 20% of its reported U.S. public equity holdings. Emory University also expanded its Bitcoin ETF holdings, signaling growing university endowment interest despite volatility. U.S. Bitcoin ETFs posted brutal outflows totaling $1.1 billion for the week. Friday alone saw $492 million exit, led by BlackRock's IBIT, with $463 million in withdrawals. Ethereum holders are proving three times more willing to part with their coins compared to Bitcoin investors, according to Glassnode data. While Bitcoin functions as digital savings, Ethereum operates as digital oil, actively used for gas fees, smart contracts, and DeFi collateral. The Senate Agriculture Committee released a draft crypto market structure bill defining how the CFTC would oversee spot crypto markets. The bill contains multiple bracketed sections showing areas of disagreement. Floor votes are unlikely until 2026. Alibaba's global B2B platform will partner with JP Morgan to implement tokenized dollar and euro deposits for cross-border payments. Using JP Morgan's blockchain-based infrastructure, the system will enable direct digital currency transfers, eliminating intermediaries and reducing transaction time. Nebraska's governor claimed the state granted the first-in-nation digital asset bank charter to Telcoin. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon quickly disputed this, noting Wyoming has been active since 2017 and already chartered 5 digital asset banks. Despite current weakness, some analysts see bullish signals. Bitcoin triggered a death cross technical indicator at major structural support. Analyst Colin Talks Crypto argues this historically signals bottoms rather than tops, predicting an imminent upward bounce. Another analyst backs a potential rally to $174,000 if Bitcoin holds support at $94,500. Robert Kiyosaki announced he's not selling Bitcoin despite the downturn, attributing the decline to liquidity needs rather than fundamental weakness. He plans to buy more once markets stabilize. Nearly $900 million in long positions were liquidated during the sell-off. Market structure remains fragile following October's liquidity crash. Bitcoin order book depth declined from $20 million to $14 million, indicating deliberate market maker pullback. Thin liquidity creates conditions for sharper price swings heading into year-end. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.